wait for Dean to finish.
Like you, everybody loves somebody sometime.
I love that song. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's Salen, like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams. And you can tweet me at Bruce Salen. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years. And he's finishing up doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, just celebrated 5 years of wedded bliss. Thank you and congratulations, and that's terrific. And welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, great to be back, especially after a little trip away. We are chipping away. We're trying to hit 50 years, so we're a tenth of the way there.
Well, you are actually young enough that you could. My parents made it to 66, so there's a target that is way out of reach for me. I would have to live to be 192 to make it to 66 years, I think. So I'm sure you had to deal with this idea of delayed gratification a lot with your charges as the youth minister at Calvary Church. What are your initial thoughts on this subject of I want it now? Are we there yet? Delayed gratification, patience, and impatience.
Boy, it's isn't it the world we live in? I mean, so much more today than even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, let alone a generation ago. I feel like things are speeding up faster and faster and faster, and I get trapped in it. You know, even as I was reading your article about Disneyland and how, as a kid, you want to run from one to the next, and even with this invention of the e-tickets, how you can kind of forego places in line to get there faster.
Not e-tickets. They're called
Fast passes.
Fast passes. Yeah.
I think the way that our society's built now is around this idea of I want it now. And on one hand, that's nice because we can get milk when we want it. We can get download your book now on an e-reader.
Gee, what a novel idea.
I mean, it's just amazing. You don't have to go to the bookstore. Everything is an I want now. So in many ways,
can you stay focused on my book? That was a nice
thing. It's on the Nook, right? Nook and
yeah,
many of
Nook,
the e-readers. Yeah.
Kindle, and it's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation, but please continue, Pastor Drew.
Yeah, well, on that topic, I mean, even while I was in Maui, by the way, with my wife, on vacation, and everywhere I looked, people had e-readers, and they were, downloading books. And in many ways, the convenience of that, being able to get something when you want it now, in many ways is a great thing. But I think on the opposite side of that same coin, there's been some unintended consequences, I'll say that. We are a culture that's really bad at waiting, aren't we? I've gotten terrible at it. Patience is something that is such a virtue, but I think we've lost it in many ways. In many ways, we discourage it. Get out and make a name for yourself now. Don't wait. Don't delay. Get it done now.
I wonder, are there any biblical passages or references that come to mind? I always ask you that just because you supposedly have a little bit of knowledge about that stuff.
Well, I immediately went to the book of Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon. They say he was the wisest man who ever lived. And listen to these words. I mean, this is somebody who, thousands of years ago said, okay, I want it and I want it now.
You're not going to quote the birds, are you? I thought the birds wrote that first.
Well, they quoted King Solomon. That's how wise he was. They thought, okay, let's put a melody to this.
Actually, it was Bob Dylan that did it, but go ahead.
So he says, this is Ecclesiastes 2, he says, all that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor, and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus I considered all my activities which my hands had done, the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun. And then he says the famous line, says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And he goes on and on and on, talks about all these things that he wanted, he got. Whatever he saw, he could have it. He was the most powerful man in the world at that time as a king. And at the end, he said it was all vanity. It was all useless. You just wanted more. And it was like this never-ending search for something that wouldn't satiate that hunger. And in the end, he just said, all that's left is worship God and keep his commandments.
That's beautiful. The is it also in Ecclesiastes that it has to everything there is a time and a season?
Yep. whether living or dying. Turn, turn, turn is that that beautiful melody from the 60s they turned that passage into.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same letter, recognizing that there's nothing new under the sun. That's another one of the famous lines that comes from that.
That too, really?
Yeah.
That's a biblical line?
That is. Yeah, King Solomon said that. He says, nothing new under the sun.
Gosh, I would have thought that was something like in the 20th century. That is amazing how relevant so many of these biblical passages are.
It truly is.
Wow, that's very, very cool. You know, there was another thought that came to mind here, and it's totally drifted away, so I'll just turn it back to you.
You know, it's really interesting, just coming off this trip. You know, we've been married for 5 years, and we're thinking back to our wedding, and related to your topic this week, you know, we want things and we want it now. Even the idea of a wedding registry. These days, when somebody goes and registers for their wedding, I'm actually officiating a wedding this weekend, and we went and looked at the registry, and you know, my wife and I did it as well. You know, you go to different places. You go to Macy's, and you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, what have you, and you have this long list of things that you want. And I remember after we got married, we were talking to my wife's parents, and they've been married now for... it'll be 40 years this August.
Beautiful.
And they said, boy, when we got married, guess what we got? And so we're wondering, you know, gosh, I wonder what was on the registry back then. You know, this is back in the day, back in the, I guess it was early 70s. And so they said, we got a trash can filled up with canned goods. That's what we got for our wedding. That was our wedding gift. And it was enough to live on for months. And my wife and I look at each other, we're thinking, are you serious? But look at this house. You know, you live in this house in Texas, and, you know, it's two stories, and it's filled with china, and it's filled with, you know, furniture and all these things. And they said, we worked for it. You know, we've been married now for almost, at the time, it was 35 years. And those were things that we had saved up for and accumulated and had been passed down from our parents and their parents. And at that point in our life, we realized, wow, we've... In many ways, as a generation, my generation says, we want what our parents have now,
right now. Right.
We don't want to wait to work for it, to earn it, to after 35 or 40 years, then get to that place. We want it now. And I think that much of society is going that way.
You know, it's funny. There is so much pleasure, actually, in delayed gratification. I drive a six-year-old truck, and I love the truck, but I really would like a new car, and I know... I will get one soon if Jim Sheinberg takes care of my money a little bit better. That's a joke because he takes care of it very well. He's in studio with me and he's about to, you know, strangle me. But I don't know if you could hear him.
I heard that. I heard that.
You did. He's not supposed to be mic'd yet. I know when I finally get that new car. Which probably, knowing me and knowing Jim, he'll tell me, don't get a new one, get a two-year-old one, and it'll do you just as well. And that's probably what I'm going to do because that makes more financial sense. But when I get it, it will be really pleasurable to me. And part of it's that I waited for it. So, Pastor Drew, where can my listeners find you?
Well, I'm blogging out wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wait.
I know. You want me to, every time you've been asking me to do this. Okay. Wewillsinganewsong.com. Every time I try to make something up for you.
Yeah, you could actually think of another melody and just pirate it, you know?
There you go.
Welcome home. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I missed you last week because I was gone and we had our Father's Day special, which I hope you listeners have listened to. It was a lot of fun. It's time for another break. We will be back with Family Financial Matters with Jim Sheinberg live in person sitting right next to me and about to throttle me. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Grinning to follow the sun, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneers.